Hello, hello, and welcome back. It's me again with this series about human nature and about social engineering. And today I would like to talk about, in more detail, the cognitive functions. I'm going to speak about them in a four-part series to help better describe these functions by contrasting them in terms of the attitudes and explaining the differences of the preferences. So I'm going to start with a two-part series on the perceiving preferences. So this episode in particular is going to be part one of perceiving preferences, of sensing, which is one of the two ways that we learn new information, and the other way would be intuition. So we all use both functions. We all have sensing and intuition within our functional, our cognitive function stack. And if you still don't know what a cognitive function stack is, I recommend that you go back and listen to my podcast on the roles of the cognitive functions. And then you'll understand that, as I mentioned in that episode, that there are 8 total cognitive functions, 4 of which we use consciously and 4 of which we use more unconsciously, that form our shadow. And that's because we have specific favorite functions that we use or that we're better adept at using. And 4 functions are the perceiving functions, how we learn information, and the other 4 describe how we make decisions in the world. And the perceiving functions, as you might already know, are, as I said, sensing or intuition. And the 2 judging functions are either thinking or feeling. Now, the interesting part is that these functions take on different attitudes, and these attitudes also determine the differences in how we perceive the world and how we make decisions. So in this particular episode, since we're doing sensing, we're going to be contrasting introverted sensing versus extroverted sensing, and the differences of how that manifests within our functional stack. So like I've said before, as you already know, we all have a preferred way of using either sensing or intuition within our stack, and the position of these functions within that hierarchy makes up our personality type code. So if you're interested in understanding your functions better for your personality type, I recommend that you just simply Google your personality type and find and read up on the order of your cognitive function stack, and then you will realize which functions you use more often and are better at using, and which ones you tend to have more weakness within. So moving on, let's get to the differences between what it's like to perceive the world using introverted sensing, and what it's like to perceive the world or learn information using extroverted sensing. And starting with describing introverted sensing, it basically focuses on the inner subjective world of personal experiences and personal past experiences. It's nicknamed memory because it creates a long-term archive of subjective experiences, but sensory experiences in particular. So those of us that use introverted sensing high within our stack, or anyway within our 4 top functions, will have a very good memory, will have an archive of their inner sensory experiences and remember them in a very vivid way. So if you use introverted sensing, you probably highly rely on the past, your past experiences, your past sensory experiences, how particular experiences have affected you, and you will have this great archive of knowledge based on what has been done in the past. So introverted sensing users are constantly comparing and contrasting the past and the present, and using that in order to describe or to predict their experience. So they're usually the first to notice when something's changed in a sensory way around, like in the room, if the room's changed, if someone's changed, if someone's behavior seems inconsistent. And since it is an introverted function, it is very focused on the inner subjective world, as well as it is long-term. So the extroverted attitudes are mostly happening in the moment, whereas introverted functions have a more long-term sort of structure to them. So contrasting this with extroverted sensing, which is also a perceiving function of taking in information through our five senses. If you are an extroverted sensing user, the difference would be that you prefer the living in the moment or experiencing your sensations in the moment. So it is much more short term, it's much more real time, and you would be much more focused on what is happening in the here and now versus what has happened in the past. You probably wouldn't have such a great, as great a memory, but you would be more interested in getting things done, in experiencing new sensations, and you'd probably quite enjoy your sensory experiences and being able to stay present with them. So, introverted sensing usually manifests in a way that it causes people to be quite traditionalist. It causes people to value tradition and value doing things in the way that they've been done before, since it is all about using the past as guidance for how the future is going to end up. Introverted sensing users are probably going to be a lot more security and duty focused than extroverted sensing users. They would be much more comfort focused. Introverted sensing users like to feel comfortable and enjoy the familiar. Since the polarity of this function, which I'll go into in the polarities, in the polarities of the cognitive functions or the cognitive function axes episode that I'll be doing, it is the opposite of what extroverted intuition is. So extroverted intuition is all about getting new information and different kinds of information. So is, I guess, extroverted sensing. Extroverted sensing users are not only seeking out new sensory experiences in the moment all the time, but therefore much more prone to risk-taking and very sort of athletic, and they focus on being able to navigate the world in the here and now. Introverted sensing users will be different because they will value having things done as if they've always been done, in a very step-by-step fashion, because they like to feel safe and they rely on all these very visceral memories that they have of how things have worked out in the past. They are usually quite trustworthy. They are loyal to their ideas, to their word, and it might take them longer to open up to people, as most introverted functions are. So the types that use dominant introverted sensing would be the ISFJ and the ISTJ types, and the ones that use it as an auxiliary function are the ESFJ and the ESTJ types. And these would be the types that prefer the introverted sensing style of learning information versus extroverted sensing. Extroverted sensing is very energetic. It's very tuned into what's happening now. They focus on having fast reflexes more so than remembering what happened in the past or safety. They're quick on their feet and they are usually the first person to sort of realize that there's a fire, if there's a fire going on, or any new sensory data that's coming in. They are very able to process that information, as much of that information as possible. So they tend to be a lot more spontaneous, adaptable, adventurous, and in tune with their bodies. These people are hands-on learners, and they like to learn for themselves by responding quickly, by trying new things. And this is what, and I guess this is the difference in the values of these two types of perception. And the types that use extroverted sensing are, as their dominant function, are the ESTP and the ESFP types. And the ones that use it as their second or auxiliary function are the ISTP and the ISFP types. So these are the types that will have these sensing functions as their strengths, and will probably relate to this way of perceiving the world much more. So I hope that this explains the differences between the introverted and the extroverted styles of sensing. Sensing is always, unlike intuition, it is not abstract, it is concrete, practical, sensory information. They perceive the world as it is and not as they imagine it to be. They're not very keen on theoretical ideas or anything that's future based, that's not grounded in the here and now. So they're very reliable, they're very, you can trust them to explain what's happening. They've got a much clearer view of the world, I believe, than any of the other than types that prefer the intuition style of perceiving the world. So yeah, that's pretty much, I think I've covered it all, the differences. Remember that introverted is more long term. It develops over time, and it is not happening in the moment. Whereas the extroverted sensing function is very much about the novel, about the now. So introverted sensing is very past focused, whereas extroverted sensing is present focused. And this manifests as you'll find that the SP, because the SP types are the temperament that use extroverted sensing, and they are usually very athletic, they are usually very very excited about trying new, like they're risk takers, and they are not afraid to push themselves to the limit in the sensory world. Whereas introverted sensing users will have an amazing memory, attention to detail in the long term that is just unmatched, and a sense of duty, a sense of duty towards their values, their traditions, and what they, and the knowledge that they've accumulated over time. Thanks very much for listening. In the next part, I will talk about the second preference of perceiving, and that is intuition. And then later on, we will move on to the judging preferences and describe the cognitive functions and the differences within the attitudes. So don't forget to look up where introverted or extroverted sensing is within your stack, because we all use either one or the other, and it's going to affect how we perceive the world differently. So thanks for listening, and until next time, bye.